17 states, along with Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, had sued the government when the plans were announced. They argued it would be cruel, reckless, and unlawful, and was politically motivated to try and force universities to reopen. The proposal would have meant that almost 400,000 foreign students would have been at risk of having their study visas revoked and deported if their college chose not to have in-person classes, and the US would have lost billions of dollars from those lost tuition payments. Harvard had already announced purely online classes when it reopens after the summer. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.